What is Bitcoin? Currencies have had a long history on this planet, and their fortunes, quite literally, rise and fall with the times that we live in. In addition, the latest in this long line to rise to prominence is that of the ever-amazing and the extraordinarily cryptic cryptocurrency of Bitcoin. This brand new form of online currency, which was introduced by its mysterious creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, in 2008, finally came tumbling out of the currency closet a year later. And since its grand introduction, this piece of digital moolah has been burning a hole in digital wallets ever since. Bitcoin, with its unheard-of rapid advancement to the top of the digital currency food chain, has surprised everyone. What was once just a pastime and novelty of bored techies and cyber geeks is now a household word. Just the word Bitcoin ushers in many different thoughts and images. There is both the controversy and the triumph of this new mode of transaction. Something akin to when the first credit cards came out, or even the creation of the internet, the introduction of this sleek and efficient digital piece of commerce is nothing less than world-changing. Whether you agree with it or not, like it or dislike it, if you've been paying attention to its progress, it can't be denied that the ascendancy of Bitcoin is nothing short of remarkable. And what this currency consists of, and what it is not backed up with, has made an altogether unique phenomenon all to itself. Bitcoin is a decentralized digital currency, which means that it can be stored and used anywhere without a centralized control of its supply. Every other currency in world circulation is backed up, one way or another, to a national currency. But Bitcoin is free of all of that. It is not locked down to the whims of local inflation or the edicts of Congress and Parliament. Bitcoins are simply worth whatever it is they are exchanged for. There is nothing else quite like it. The decentralized nature of Bitcoin is something akin to a precious metal, like gold. Gold is a decentralized currency that always has the same value. You dig up a piece of gold in a mine, and it is considered exactly the same as a gold bar lying around at a Fort Knox gold reserve. It doesn't change. But unlike Bitcoins, gold is not digital, and that same gold bar from Fort Knox would not do much good for you when making a purchase on Amazon. You can't send a solid bar of gold through your computer screen. Believe me, I've tried it. I got a gold bar stuck in an old Gateway computer monitor back in 1999 trying to buy a Ricky Martin CD. If only I had Bitcoins. Just kidding, of course. Just a little bit of humor to illustrate my point and break up the monotony. But in all seriousness, this is what is so incredible about Bitcoins. They have the standalone property of a precious metal like gold, yet they are digital. And you can send them through your computer, cell phone, or any other digital relaying device and buy that Ricky Martin CD, or whatever else it is you want. This is where Bitcoin has the best of both worlds. It is just as decentralized as gold, but digital, which of course has lent Bitcoin the self-explanatory nickname of digital gold. And as Bitcoin's profits and prospects soar, it continues to be that proverbial and literal gold mine for its patrons as they mine and pine their lives away for this digital supercurrency. Introduced by a creator who elected to remain anonymous, the inventor of this currency may remain a bit of a mystery, but the applications of how to use it are not. Using Bitcoin does not require a banker or some other savvy administrative official, so it's easy and straightforward, and anyone can use it. Anyone can store it, and amazingly, just about anyone can mint this form of digital currency. There are absolutely no middlemen involved in the process. No bank is needed, and there are no transaction fees. With this currency, no one even needs to know your name, since all transactions can be carried out completely anonymous. There is a public log of activities, and the transactions themselves are recorded in the public ledger, but the name of the person who is using Bitcoin is not made known. This creates quite a revolution when it comes to currency and privacy. While this pseudo-anonymous nature of the public ledger has been criticized as aiding cybercriminals, it has in reality prevented much cybercrime in the way of identity theft, since users can rest assured that they don't have to put any blatantly identifiable information they have to worry about anyone stealing. And as we will discuss in later chapters of this book, there is a way we can still trace the transaction histories of crooks, if need be. So really, the public log only helps those that it is meant to, the honest and law-abiding consumer. The public log user that activity is recorded into is known as the blockchain. The public log is referred to as this because all information is recorded in chunks or blocks of information.